Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about the man who was a pattern for all believers. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 9, verses 17 and 18, where we read this. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. The disciple Ananias boldly entered the house where Saul of Tarsus waited in the darkness of his blindness, and he welcomed Saul into God's family by laying his hands upon him and calling him brother. Saul was then filled with the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this was the actual moment that Saul was born again. Then Saul received his sight and he was baptized. When Saul could see, both physically and spiritually, he immediately wanted to identify with Jesus and the disciples of Jesus by being baptized. Maybe Saul had seen Christian baptisms such as on Pentecost as recorded in Acts chapter 2. Yet we know that when God spoke directly to Saul about many things during his time waiting for Ananias, including even the name of the man who would come and pray for him and restore his sight. Saul, that is Paul, regarded his conversion experience as a pattern for all believers. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, he wrote this, However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first, Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. You see, from that statement in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, I think we can say that Paul's conversion is a pattern, and in some way, everyone who believes upon Jesus can share some of his experiences. First, Jesus must confront us with himself, with our sin and our rebellion against him, even the sins that were done in ignorance. Then, as we put our faith in him, we must humbly wait for the work within us that only he can do. Saul's conversion also reminds us that at its core, salvation is something that God does in us. Whatever we do is only a response to his work in us. We also see that Saul's conversion reminds us that God finds some who, by all appearance, are not looking for him at all. This encourages us to believe that God can reach the people that we think are very far from him. We often give up on some people and think they'll never come to Jesus, but the example of Saul shows us that God can reach anyone. Also, Saul's conversion reminds us that God looks for people like Ananias to be instruments in his work in the conversion of others, even when they're not necessary. It's really a demonstration of the importance of the family of God. Finally, Saul's conversion reminds us that it isn't enough that we become broken before God, though that is necessary, but God only wants to use brokenness as a prelude to filling and abundant life in Jesus Christ. Remember that God has arranged for your brokenness, but he has also arranged to be the beginning and the fulfillment of your filling and restoration. Receive that from the Lord, and you can receive it from him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.